Ever since news at E3 that Project Natal was launching this year as Kinect, and the reveal of games like Dance Central, Kinect Adventures, and Kinectimals, we've been dying to get our hands on it.
Well, that's not right. It's a motion-sensing camera, so you don't actually touch anything.
Okay, you've got me. We wanted to dance for it.
Ooh, check it out! I'm dancing!
When we learned that there was a Kinect demo station really near our home in Seattle, we just had to check it out.
So we're walking up to the Woodland Park Zoo in Seattle to see Kinect. They have a demo booth here. We're kind of curious to get our first hands-on time with it.
Hi. We do a website called BusyGamerNews.com. We were wondering if we could record some podcast audio while we do this. The, you know, sound effects of us playing the games and things like that.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Our impressions and song.
Totally. Cool.
Waited a long time to try this.
A video capture card?
No, what do we need to do?
This is getting you signed up to get one of these cards. When you go in, you'll actually get to be videotaped while playing.
Cool.
In 3 days, you can go to the www.connect.me website, put your guest pass number in, and then you will get a video of yourself. You'll be able to watch what you were doing.
Excellent.
You guys ready to dance with me? Stand here. One of you is going to dance at a time. One of you is going to dance at a time. Okay. And then you guys can switch off. You're going to start here. Go down. And whatever song you want, you're gonna like swipe across your chest. And then there's levels on how easy. And I'm gonna record this, so Rockstar, ready. Oh, that warmed up. All right, Jackie.
It was a lot of fun. It was very energetic. I did it on the lowest level, and I still started sweating a lot. So I could see this definitely being an accoutrement to my treadmill and also a lot of fun.
Well, I'm not a dancer, but I was actually able to keep up with the moves reasonably well. I don't think I was in sync with Girl Got Game, but I brought it.
We'll check the tape later and see whether you truly brought it. It reminded me a lot of Rock Band. It's definitely that same idea of keeping up with the rhythm and the reward system for hitting the right notes at the right time. It did a great job of matching my movements. I was really impressed to see in real time that it was reflecting what I was doing. I did find it a little embarrassing when it decided to put me in the video. I was more than happy to just watch the very attractive young urban youth that they had in there. And I did it without training, and I was able to follow along, which is really impressive. With Rock Band, I don't know that you could do that.
I think I'm going to have to train and learn all the moves first, otherwise I'm just not going to do as well as I could.
You haven't done much dancing in real life, though, so that makes sense.
True that.
I was disappointed that Dance Central did not have a lefty option, so I was having to control everything with my right hand, which is not natural for me because I'm left-handed. And I'm hoping they have a lefty flip in the final game, and that it's just not available here for the demo.
Next up was Kinect Adventures, which is the pack-in game included with the $150 peripheral. The game supposedly includes 20 adventures, but we only tried the two shown at E3. First up was the roller coaster ride.
Oh my goodness, it sounds like something's happening inside.
So we'll just kind of stand on the purple part here. There's yourself moving around, so notice how it moves with you. Now take the arrow and unzip the zipper to the right.
Midway through our ride, I moved too far to the left and fell off the screen.
Hey, disappear.
Oh, how this is if you step off the screen.
How far?
If it was just one player, it would actually pause the game. But if it's two players, it is super safe.
You were defying gravity.
So what do you think?
Good?
I like it.
It works out, a little workout, yeah.
It is. I think I actually got a bigger workout doing that than Dance Central.
Oh, you did it already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What song?
Yeah, that was hella good. Nice. Yeah, this was much more, I'm much sweatier.
I'm more jumping around in this. And that one you were just moving a lot, but this one you're actually jumping.
Just wait till Pikachu fan gets his eyes on this.
Oh, I know. I think
our
this
7-year-old
is
going to go nuts.
How'd y'all like it?
Sweaty.
No sweaty, right?
I like that even better. That was awesome.
You guys move your hands around it first to see it. Isn't that
well, yeah. The hardest part is jumping for speed and then trying to duck,
right, and duck
immediately after.
We enjoyed the Kinect enough to make a return visit, this time with Pikachu fan, who really wanted to try Kinectables. Despite the game freezing up right before our obstacle course section, he had a permanent grin on his face and loved interacting with a wild baby feline.
So you guys want to do the Kinectables one, huh?
Yeah, he's been dying to try
it. I'm going to get you set up. Okay, so when he peeks his head out, you'll see a little tail. There he is. Okay, can you put your hand straight out and then just hold on to his circle? Perfect. There, now he's going to come closer to you. You can select the line or you can page through it. Do you want to select the line? Okay. So what he's at too?
Probably looking for Skittles.
Or Skittles?
We just have the lion and the cheetah on our arms. So which one would you like to do?
Hold your hand down until it goes. There you go.
There you are. Yay! What do you want to call him?
Fireball!
There you go. Fireball.
Fireball.
Okay.
Yay! There he's running against you.
At one point, when petting Fireball, Pikachu fan dropped his arms, but the virtual hand stayed up on screen for several seconds, still petting the cat.
That's interesting. Yeah, the light is a little bit affected because it's going straight at it. There we go.
But he had a great time getting his digital pet to imitate him, twirling around, standing on one leg, and jumping. At one point, he was rewarded with a slow-motion mega leap that lit up the entire room.
There he goes.
I think I should buy it. I like the mega, the little really high jumping and stuff. That was really awesome.
Girl Got Game and Pikachu fan got back in line for one more Kinect enabled ride. This time a run through the rapids on Raps in Kinect Adventures.
Overall, despite a few glitches that you'd expect with pre-release software and hardware, the Kinect experience was impressive. What's not clear is whether we can endure sustained play sessions with it better than we do today with the Wiimote and Nunchuck, or even the PlayStation Move, which we hope we'll get a chance to try at PAX in September.
There's also a concern about whether Kinect will work in our house without some major adjustments. After our second visit, I had a discussion with one of the Kinect marketeers about placement. I wasn't allowed to record any formal interviews, but I was told that the best placement for Kinect is about waist high, a little lower than you'd expect. Ideally, you'll have an open space under your TV that's a few feet off the ground, and then about 6 feet of clear play space between you and the camera. Apparently, it's not advisable to put it too high, even though the camera can tilt down to follow you.
We're a little concerned about making Kinect work in our narrow living room, but we're inclined to give it a try when it launches November 4th, if only so Pikachu fan can adopt a baby tiger.
The Kinect tour is happening around the world, from the Mall of America to various state fairs and international locales. To find out if it's happening near you, visit www.kinect.me and click follow the tour.